KJAN Sports.
It is time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, the Atlantic softball team came out of a whirlwind week last week on top of the Hawkeye 10 Conference. Atlantic Conference champions for the first time since 1999. Atlantic began the week with an 8-2 win over Harlan in a game that was moved to an 11 a.m. start to avoid some incoming rain. They followed that up with a 4-2 win over Lewis Central on Tuesday night. Then they took two from Creston on Thursday night, 4-0 and 10-0, and that was followed by a busy Friday, traveling to Carroll to beat Kemper Catholic 7-0 in the morning. Then they hustled back home to take two games from St. Albert, 12-0 and 11-1. To win the conference championship. Atlantic finished the regular season with a 19-1 conference record. The next two teams in the standings, Denison at 17-3 and Lewis Central at 15-3. Atlantic showed no signs of slowing down as they picked up a 16-2 win over Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson on Saturday at the Tiger Knight Tournament in Carroll. And the rest of the tourney was rained out as Atlantic finishes the regular season with a 27-5 record. Their opening round playoff game comes up tomorrow night, Tuesday night, at home against Shenandoah. And we'll have coverage of that game for you here on KJAN. Pregame at 6:45, first pitch set for 7 o'clock. Chris Parks will have that action coming up for you tomorrow evening. Also in softball over the weekend, we mentioned that Tiger Knight Invitational. In addition to Atlantic 16-2 win over Thomas Jefferson, Trainer beat East Sac County 10-0. Kemper Catholic beat Coon Rapids Bayard 12-1. Carroll over Sioux City West 12-0. And Trainer beat Kemper Catholic 6-5 before the tournament was canceled due to the rain. At the Mount Air Classic, it was Martinsdale St. Mary's over Orient Maxburg 16-4. Murray beat Sydney 9-3. Wayne over Orient Maxburg 12-0. Mount Air over Martinsdale St. Mary's 11-4. Lennox beat Sydney 7-0. And Murray over Lennox in 8 innings 3-2. Also in Saturday softball, Exira EHK beat Audubon 11-5. Exira EHK over Bowyer Valley 3-2. Glenwood beat Shenandoah 7-3. Denison over Lewis Central 6-1. Southeast Warren 11-1 over Nottoway Valley. In high school baseball on the weekend, in regular season play, it was Exira EHK beating Griswold 9-8. Carlisle over Lewis Central 15-8. Trainer beat Sioux City West 5-4. Abraham Lincoln over St. Albert 5-2. Southeast Warren beat Nottoway Valley 9-1. West Harrison 8-7 winners over Westwood. Also in the Corner Conference tournament, Sydney beat Essex South Page 22-12. East Mills over Clarinda Academy 15-0. In the semifinal round, it was Sydney over Stanton 7-3 and Fremont Mills beating East Mills 4-1. The championship game saw Sydney win the title with a 6-1 win over Fremont Mills. In Major League Baseball action on Sunday, the Braves kept their three-game lead in the National League East by building a 6-0 lead and then holding off the Cardinals 6-5 in a game we had for you here on the radio. Freddie Freeman crushed a two-run homer, and Charlie Culberson drove in two runs to back Mike Foltynewicz, who pitched one-hit ball while striking out 9 over 5 shutout innings. Tommy Pham hit a three-run homer in a 5-run seventh inning before the Cardinals dropped their fourth in a row to stay 5.5 games off the National League Central lead. Elsewhere in the National League, it was the Mets over Miami 5-2. Cincinnati beat Milwaukee 8-2. Philadelphia over Washington 13 innings, 4-3 the final. It was Pittsburgh over San Diego 7-5. San Francisco beat Arizona 9-6. Dodgers over Colorado 6-4. In the American League, Houston's lead in the AL West is down to a half game over Seattle following the Mariners' seventh consecutive win, a 1-0 decision over the Royals. James Paxton fanned 11 and held the Royals to just a pair of hits over 8 innings as they moved to 8-2. Ben Gamel's second-inning single brought home the game's only run. Elsewhere in the American League, Baltimore beat the LA Angels 8-2, Detroit over Toronto 9-1, Tampa Bay 3-2 over Houston. The White Sox beat Texas 10-5, Cleveland clobbered Oakland 15-3, Yankees over Boston 11-1. In interleague play, it was the Chicago Cubs outscoring the Minnesota Twins 11-10. The Phillies have placed right-hander Vince Velasquez on the 10-day disabled list with a bruised forearm just a day after he made a dazzling throw with his left hand. Velasquez was hit just below the elbow on a liner back up the middle by Washington's Adam Eaton on Saturday. Now, he's a right-handed pitcher. He ran, dropped his glove, picked up the ball, and threw it left-handed to first base to grab the final out. Then he went down writhing in pain and clutching his right arm. A One College Preview magazine calls the Iowa Hawkeyes the dark horse in the Big Ten West. Phil Steele's college football preview hit the newsstands last week, and he says a key will be replacing three senior linebackers.
They've done this before.
Remember a couple years back, they had to replace all three of their top tacklers, three longtime linebackers, but they didn't slip by as much as you would think. They went from allowing 19 points per game to 25 points per game, and in this age, 25 points per game is not a bad defense. I mean, offenses are scoring a lot more points.
Steele says even with the loss of three linebackers and Josh Jackson at corner, the Iowa defense will still be solid.
I've got him with my number 20 rated defensive line in the country. That's a pretty good D-line, and the secondary solid as well. And then Coach Ferentz always feels the special teams are the great equalizer for him. They may not have the talent of Ohio State, but special teams help them out a lot, and I've got them rated as the number 18 special teams in the country.
Steele says if the Hawkeyes can upend division favorite Wisconsin at home, the schedule would allow them to make a run at the title.
You know, they avoid three of the big boys out of the East Division, and they get at home Wisconsin, Northwestern, Nebraska, which are the teams competing in the West. So I think Iowa, if they win that game September 22nd, they'll probably be at that point the favorites to win the Big Ten West, and that's going to be a big game. And as we know, Kinnick Stadium is a pretty tough place to go in and play.
Hawkeyes open up September 1st at home against Northern Illinois. You can hear Hawkeye football again this fall here on the radio. Speaking of Iowa football, didn't take long for Iowa to land their quarterback for the 2020 recruiting class. Texas native Deuce Hogan announced his commitment to the Hawkeyes on social media over the weekend. Hogan, a 6'4", 190-pound pro-style quarterback, is ranked as the 48th best 2020 prospect in Texas by 24/7 Sports. He passed for over 2,700 yards and 29 touchdowns with 12 interceptions in his sophomore season at Faith Christian High School. Hogan was also offered scholarships by Baylor, Houston, Iowa State, and Oklahoma State, among others. He's the first player to join the 2020 recruiting class for the Hawkeyes. Well, the Cleveland Cavaliers are losing LeBron James again. The 33-year-old forward has agreed to a four-year, $154 million contract with the Los Angeles Lakers. This is the third time in 8 years that James has changed teams. He returned to the Cavs in 2014 after four seasons in Miami. The 14-time All-Star is ranked seventh on the NBA's all-time list with 31,038 points. James is also fourth in scoring average at 27.2 points. The game's best all-around player and biggest star will now lead a young Lakers team that's been overmatched in recent years while rebuilding, but will instantly rise with James. He joins a roster that included Brandon Ingram, Julius Randle, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Kyle Kuzma, and Isaiah Thomas last season. The Lakers also include Lance Stephenson after he agreed to a deal with the team on Sunday. He averaged 9.2 points last season. Elsewhere around the league, Aaron Gordon has agreed to a four-year, $82 million deal. He'll remain with the Magic. Glenn Robinson comes back to Michigan after the former Wolverine star took a one-year contract with the Pistons. Well, Francesco Molinari picked up his first PGA victory, delivering a record performance to win the final edition of the Quicken Loans National. The Italian closed with an 8-under par 62 for an 8-shot victory, matching the largest margin this year on the PGA Tour. Molinari holed a 50-foot eagle putt to start the back nine, and he never stopped until he turned the final round into a runaway and finished 21-under to break the tournament record by 7 shots. David Toms made one long putt to take the lead, then another one to preserve it on his way to a 1-shot victory at the U.S. Senior Open. Toms sank a 15-foot birdie on the par 3 16th hole at the Broadmoor to take the lead and then held on with a 20-foot downhill make after laying up from a fairway bunker on the 17th hole. Kyle Busch outdueled Kyle Larson on a wild final lap to win NASCAR's Cup race at the Chicagoland Speedway. Busch moved into the lead on a restart with 58 laps to go, replacing Kevin Harvick on the front to the field. Busch, Harvick, and Martin Truex Jr. were up front with about 40 laps left before a hard-charging Larson crashed the party. It was Busch's fifth victory overall this year and his second win at Chicagoland. Harvick was third, followed by Truex and Clint Bowyer. Truex was trying for his third straight victory at Chicago. And a widely known radio personality died in a flash flooding incident Saturday night when his van stalled in floodwaters. 66-year-old Larry Kotler had been the play-by-play announcer for Drake men's basketball since 2003. For the past four seasons, he had been the analyst on radio broadcasts of Drake football. Andy Garman, the sports director at KCCI Television in Des Moines, worked alongside Kotler on a sports radio talk show for 5 years.
Larry was about the nicest person I have ever met. He cared deeply about the people around him.
Kotler's colleagues and competitors took to Twitter on Sunday to mourn his passing. Garman uses words like big-hearted and tremendous friend to describe Kotler, who had worked for several radio stations in the Des Moines area. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.